This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, hour number two in studio. It's Daryl
and Cody.
And you can join us at 855-450-3733. Changing gears here, we had talked about privacy a lot in the first hour, specifically because police in Bentonville, Arkansas, want Amazon to hand over some info that they may or may not have to help them solve a murder case. Now, some people are going to look at that and say, well, you know, obviously Amazon should help solve a murder case, but what if it comes down to police think that you may have smoked some weed in your house? Or, in some places, smoked a tobacco cigarette with children under the age of 18 in your house?
Right.
And they think that Amazon Echo might have data on that.
They're looking for somebody to out loud say, pass me the joint, and all of a sudden they've got irrefutable evidence, and whoops.
Then you've got distribution of cannabis.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to sort of look at all of the slippery slopes that could be gone down if Amazon starts complying with every overbroad warrant. But changing gears here, Cody, do you ever forget what day it is?
Have you ever
in your life forgotten what day it was?
That happened to me today. I got home from work and I was like, what day is it? All right, I know that Ian's not doing Free Talk Live and that's one day a week, so I should know this. And I had to sit down and think about it for a few minutes.
So
Thursday. That's right, Thursday. Yeah.
Happened. And, well, did it ever happen to you when you were a kid? Like, you're little, and you wake up one morning, and you tell your parents, I've got to get ready for school, and you forget that it's a Saturday. Did that ever happen?
I think I would always remember it was a Saturday, because, you know, that you definitely remember anyways.
Well, apparently for a five-year-old boy in Berwick, Pennsylvania, he forgot what day it was, woke his dad up, said, Dad, I need to get ready for school. Dad says, you don't have school, and falls back asleep.
Yep.
Five-year-old boy, undeterred, decides he's just going to take himself down to the bus stop.
Kid really wants to go and learn, huh?
Bus doesn't show up.
Yep.
Boy then decides he's going to walk to school. And now, the father, Jeffrey Wagner, is facing child endangerment charges because his son decided to walk to school. Because five-year-old boy didn't remember that it was Saturday.
I'm going to tell you right now, that child is endangering himself enough by being such a nerd that he really wants to go to school so bad. You wait till high school comes around. You better change your act or you're going to be in actual danger.
Well, you say that now, but in 20 years, this kid's going to be your boss, and you're going to say, yes, Mr. Wagner, I'll be at work tomorrow. I know it's a holiday, but I'll come in.
Maybe. I don't know. I thought I would be richer by now, considering I was such a nerd in school. But look at where I am working at CVS, so you never know.
We'll get back into this article momentarily, but we've got Charlie calling in from Arizona listening to K-Talks. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, guys. I'm sorry to call so often, but you guys bring up such good topics. I don't know why anybody's surprised with the government that's developed algorithms that tell them if you might commit a crime. You know what I'm saying?
Yep,
you don't have
certainly.
To do one anymore. You might do it.
Right, and in some cases they've got conspiracy, meaning that a couple of people talked about doing something, whether or not that thing actually happened.
Absolutely. The If you really want to look into it, the best resource I found is Spy Chips by Catherine Albrecht, and it talks about the Internet of Things.
Yep.
Like your smart meter. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Do you know what the S in IoT stands for? The S stands for security, and note, there's not an S in IoT.
That's right. No, and one last thing is, if you want to detect signal, it's real simple, and anybody can do it, is an older portable radio, you know, old transistor radio.
Yep.
You just hold it by your device, and I use it to tell when the thunderstorms are getting close. You've heard the crackle and snap.
Yep. And if you have that too close to an electronic device, it starts getting staticky because of the interference.
And plus, they make an inductive current detector. I was working on an electrical project, and I had one in my, it's like a pencil, I had one in my pocket, and I was nuking something in the microwave, and just for S&Gs, I pulled it out, pushed the button, and it went crazy. It was like, man, I better not stand in front of this.
Yep.
But anyway,
Charlie,
have a good
thanks.
Day. Happy New Year to you all.
Thank you.
You
too, and thanks for the call.
Well,
so,
you know, if you're worried about standing in front of a microwave, maybe don't cook stuff in it and then eat it afterwards. That might even be a little bit more.
Says the guy that had microwave pizza
earlier today. You know, I'm way better at giving advice than taking it. I'll tell you that much right now.
Now, just a quick aside, since microwaves were mentioned, I saw something funny, and I know that you're a fan of Breaking Bad, and AMC is actually doing a Breaking Bad marathon this week.
So I've heard, yeah.
And one of the funniest things that I've seen, because the main character is also the actor that played the father on Malcolm in the Middle.
Sure is.
I saw something to where somebody took a screenshot of an episode of Malcolm in the Middle to where he was able to make the microwave work without the door on.
Okay.
And then the next shot is Walter White, the character from Breaking Bad. You have lung cancer?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's this theory that Breaking Bad and Malcolm in the Middle are the same. It's the same character living two lives.
Yeah, one long timeline, two shows.
Yeah. So I always find that humorous, the whole, you know, Malcolm in the Middle, Breaking Bad thing.
Yeah, I guess the debate is which show came first. Either Malcolm in the Middle is after Breaking Bad because he's been placed in a witness protection program, or apparently Hal just got lung cancer from a microwave door that was taken off and decides to sell crystal meth.
Yeah, I would go with the latter because, you know, spoiler, we think he dies at the end of Breaking Bad.
That's still up for debate, too.
Right, that's why I said think.
I've seen some theories that make a pretty good case that he actually would have gotten medical attention quickly enough for that not to go down the way it seemed.
Well, someone who wound up getting some attention, not the attention that he wanted or that his father wanted, the 5-year-old boy in Berwick, Pennsylvania, that decided that since the school bus didn't show up, he would just walk to school. Well, as he was walking to school, according to CBS Pittsburgh, a motorist spotted him and called the police. So instead of, you know, acting like an actual concerned person of stopping the car, rolling down the window, and saying, "Hey, little boy, do you need help? Are you lost?"
Yeah.
They decide, I'll call 911 because the police will just make this situation better.
Yeah. What's amazing, right, is that this is what I imagine goes through the minds of people like that, is, you know, these, like, middle-class soccer moms, they're driving by a situation, and it's some way of them alleviating what little guilt they have of, like, well, I know I'm still going to drive by whatever it is and continue on with my life, but I'm going to call the police and have them handle it for me. That way, I don't have to think and worry about it later while I'm driving to the grocery store to buy breakfast biscuits or whatever. And it's obnoxious. If you're actually worried that maybe the kid is in danger, like you said, pull over. Be like, hey, are you okay? Where are you going? You know, what's the deal? And if the five-year-old's like, yeah, I'm on my way to school, just be like, okay, well, it's Saturday. Do you need a ride back home? Because this is not the day that you go to school. Why, like, getting the police involved from this situation seems, one, lazy, and two, just you abdicating your responsibility as a citizen.
In the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Cody.
And how would you like to try the best pillow you will ever use risk-free for 60 days. I'm talking about MyPillow. Well, you can't come take MyPillow because that's the one that I use. But you can get your own MyPillow. That's the brand name. And the MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for the past several months, and it's the best pillow I've ever used. And unlike regular pillows that collect a lot of dead skin and dirt over the years, you can take your MyPillow, put it in the washer, put it in the dryer, and still use it. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price or get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it in the first 60 days, you get your money back, less shipping, and the pillow itself is guaranteed to last 10 years. That's right. The pillow is guaranteed to last 10 years. MyPillow.com. Code FTL. We're talking about a young boy from Berwick, Pennsylvania, who woke up one morning, not realizing it was a Saturday, went, tried to wake his dad up. Dad, I need to go to school. Dad mumbles something about you don't have school today, falls back asleep. Five-year-old boy gets himself ready, walks down to the bus stop. The bus doesn't show up. Little boy's, I'm going to be late to school. I got to go to school. Starts walking to school. And CBS Pittsburgh reports that a motorist saw him and called the police, who came and picked him up. So instead of, you know, the motorist saying, hey, little kid, what's wrong? What are you doing walking on this chilly, chilly morning on a chilly, chilly Saturday morning? And now I'm wondering if the reason they didn't do this is because they know that kids are taught stranger danger. If somebody stops and offers, you know, to pick you up and give you a ride somewhere, they're going to, you know, do all kinds of horrible things to you, and they might kill you.
Right, because if, parents have this tendency to, well, I can understand why being afraid, but, you know, to put the idea in your kid that every adult trying to help you is a pedophile might kind of screw them up in the head a little.
Oh, I'm not even thinking pedophile. I'm thinking murderer. Or, because I remember when I was younger, and I don't remember exactly how old I was, but there was the movie about John Walsh's son.
Yeah.
John Walsh, the guy from America's Most Wanted, you know, the crime show thing.
Yeah, yeah.
He wound up, you know, basically being famous because his son was kidnapped and murdered. And there was, you know, some, like, made-for-TV movie about it. And that's what I was told of, if we go to the shopping mall and I lose sight of you, somebody's going to come along, pick you up, and take you and go kill you and dispose of your body in the lake.
Right, so that's going to happen 100% of the time. So what you need to do is call the police, who have zero track record of killing people and killing dogs and breaking into houses with nice little pieces of paper. I mean, yeah, you should totally trust the police to take care of any issue, especially something as important as a five-year-old walking to school on a Saturday. Definitely get the police involved, because that'll never involve somebody getting slapped with a lawsuit or some kind of a, you know, fine or whatever, which is what happened, right? Child endangerment. This is what that poor sleeping dad was charged with.
Yep. Wagner was arrested. Let me see if I can find. Yep. Child endangerment charge because his son was walking to school nearly 2 miles on a Saturday morning. Now, the article from Reason that we're sharing, written by Lenore Skenazy, or Skenazy, I forget how the last name is supposed to be pronounced, but she's one of the people involved in the free-range child movement.
Yep.
You know, yeah, let your kids go play, because I remember, and I'm not going to say a good bit older than you, but, like, you know, I'm enough older than you to where I remember when I was 8, 9, 10 years old, go play outside and come home when it gets dark. And I would just, you know, like, ride my bike through the woods for hours on end. There were no smartphones.
Yeah.
If anything would have happened, you know, it would have been up to one of the neighbor kids, if I was riding through the woods with one of the neighbors, to wind up riding back to go get help and say, you know, like, Daryl fell off and broke his leg or something.
Yeah, well, what it sounds like is you grow up in the age before the quote-unquote helicopter parents, and
yes,
you know,
but again, you know, again, this was also during the time of, if we go to the shopping mall and I lose sight of you, somebody's going to pick you up, kill you, and drop your body in the lake. But yet,
yeah,
I was allowed to, you know, just like leave the house for hours on end without there being any concern.
I wasn't necessarily allowed to do that because I did have rather strict parents, but I did grow up in a time, thank God, I grew up before cell phones, you know, before, like, yeah, so I plot myself in front of the TV.
Pagers became a thing when I was in high school.
I remember that, yeah. I remember pagers. I mean, I was much younger when I remember them. But, you know, this is before a dial-up internet. You know, I actually had a bicycle that I used for fun when I was growing up. You know, I would go outside, you know, on a snowy day like this, I would put some clothes on and run out and, I don't know, dig a hole in a mountain, you know. And that's what, you know, kids don't do that now. So anytime you see a young child outside, Something must be wrong, because why aren't you sitting on a couch plopped in front of an iPad?
The article from Reason continues saying that the father was charged because, of course, only the children of criminally negligent parents could ever do anything unexpected. And any child who ventures outside is immediately in such grave danger that no parent should ever allow it, even if they're asleep. And no police officer has ever done anything similar. You know,
how are you?
No cop has ever slept in on a Saturday morning.
This blows my mind. How are you responsible for something that you have no power of stopping? If you are asleep, and it's no different. Like if you're asleep and the cat gets out, is it your fault the cat got out? No, and it's not your fault that your kid left. What is your responsibility supposed to be? Be awake at 24 hours? Lock all the doors? Tie the kid to the bed? I mean, what level is your responsibility? It's how far do you have to go to get to the point where it's really, like, it's his fault? He was asleep, and the kid made a really dumb mistake.
Well,
and he probably won't again, but the dad, oh my God.
The question now is, will this kid wind up thinking it's my fault that daddy's in jail?
Which is even more criminal as far as I'm concerned.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. drain.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Cody.
And we're talking about some interesting stories involving children. Started off this hour talking about a young boy, 5 years old, in Pennsylvania. Woke up on a Saturday morning, apparently forgot it was a Saturday. Tried to wake his dad up. Dad, I need to get ready for school. Dad mumbled something about you don't have school. Dad fell back asleep. Five-year-old boy decides, I'm going to walk myself to the bus stop. Bus never shows up. Starts walking to school. Cops get called. Dad winds up getting arrested for child endangerment. Well, let's move from insanity in Pennsylvania to insanity in California.
There's more, everybody.
Right, it's like we're summoning the ghost of Billy Mays. But wait, there's more!
There always is. There's never an end to this.
The story from Reason says, anti-vaccine activists are sounding the alarm about a California bill that should trouble you even if you have nothing against immunization. Now, because it starts off talking about vaccines and immunization, Cody, what are your thoughts on forced vaccinations?
I'm pro-choice. I mean, if you trust it and you want to get one, then that's fine. But what really bothers me is people saying, well, my kid isn't safe unless everybody gets a vaccine. Well, if you say that, then the vaccine must not work so well if everybody has to get it. So I haven't gotten a flu shot in years, and I haven't gotten the flu since the time I was getting flu shots. As far as, you know, childhood vaccines and stuff, you know, It's up for debate. You know, it's too cloudy and, you know, who knows? I'm not a scientist. I don't know. At the very least, they need to space them out. I know that much.
Right. And one thing that, you know, like I've got a huge issue with the whole, if you get one vaccination, you have to get all of them. You're not allowed to opt your child out of individual vaccinations unless there's a valid medical reason and the doctor has to agree. But, yeah, definitely they need to, you know, space them out a little bit more and not combine so many of them into the same shot.
Yeah, because what worries me is not even necessarily the vaccinations, but some of the things like mercury that you can find inside of them that, I don't know, to me seems kind of worrisome. People pass that off as some kind of conspiracy theory type of thing, but I've come to a point in my life where I don't right off the bat trust anything that is being told to me. And I do find it kind of interesting when, because, you know, I work at CVS now, and if we're talking about flu shots specifically, it's like, why would they be pushing it so hard that not only is it free, but they're going to give you a 20% off coupon just for a shot? It doesn't seem like that's benefiting them anyway. So why are they pushing it so hard? Why does everybody want you to get shots so bad? And it just comes to me. I have a suspicious mind. I might be wrong. I might be. You know, I'm not saying I have all the facts. I'm just saying I'm suspicious of it. And what it boils down to is it's my right to not get one if I don't feel like I trust it.
Certainly. And back to the article here from Reason. The bill, SB 18, would codify the Bill of Rights for Children and Youth in California, what they describe as a philosophically confused hodgepodge of false assertions and blatantly unrealistic aspirations that could be disastrous as a guide to policy. The bill was introduced by Richard Pan, the pediatrician state senator, who sponsored a 2015 law that eliminated a personal belief exemption from state immunization requirements for children enrolled in school or daycare. So what this says is that if you are just personally opposed, like you don't have a religious objection to vaccines, well, you can't opt little Billy out of vaccines. You can only opt him out if a doctor says there's a valid medical reason that little Billy shouldn't get vaccinated, or you belong to a certain religion that says that no one involved in this religion is allowed to get a vaccination.
So would that entail that you would have to actually prove that you are a part of a religion?
Probably.
Because, otherwise, I would think people would just lie about it.
And my understanding is that if it's not a known belief of that faith, then you can't decide, well, no, my interpretation is no vaccine. So basically the Jehovah's Witnesses and possibly the Amish would be the only ones that would get the exemption here. But if you're, you know, like a fundamentalist Southern Baptist, nope, you don't get an exemption because
what are those other people?
None of the other Southern Baptists are opting out here.
The Christian Scientists, is that an actual sect or is that just the weird bookstore in your town?
There's actually a sect.
There is, yeah.
But I don't know what they believe.
Well, I think what they believe in is, you know, they believe it's kind of controversial to a lot of like atheist type people where they don't really take their kids to the doctors. They kind of try and pray away the disease or whatever. And it is kind of a interesting controversial subject of, you know.
Okay, so I guess they share that with the Jehovah's Witnesses because
likely,
Jehovah's
yeah.
Witnesses will not get blood transfusions. There are certain medical procedures that they just will not do. And I'm fairly certain that vaccination is one of the things that they also have a religious objection to. But continuing here, critics of the new bill, that being the Bill of Rights for Children and Youth in California, who seem to consist, that being the critics, seem to consist largely of alternative medicine advocates, portrayed as a threat to parental authority, gun rights, homeschooling, and health freedom. Now, Reason says that Snopes rejects those claims, noting that the critics have a grudge against Pan and that the bill does nothing to give state officials any new authority to interfere in child rearing. although Snopes is right on both points. Pan's seemingly anodyne build does reflect some creepy and insidious moral premises. We'll tell you what those are after we go to the phones, where we've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, yes. Here in Santa Fe, they want to start taxing, like, the soda pop tax. So this is an incentive to discourage people from buying sugary pops. And they want to ban purchasing sugary foods with an EBT. But I'm kind of curious of what are they trying to accomplish? You know, is it really
what they're trying to accomplish by increasing a tax on sugary beverages is to dissuade people from purchasing sugary beverages. Same way, when they increase taxes on something like alcohol or tobacco, they're trying to dissuade people from purchasing alcohol or tobacco. So let me ask this question, since, Sarah, you're the one who generally likes taxes. If increasing taxes on consumables dissuades people and discourages them from purchasing those things, does increasing taxes on income discourage people from making more money?
I guess so, but how can you tell whether the income got increased? And, you know, they blame me. They say that, you know, Sarah's taking all your money, but then you don't have
to. Well, we know you're not taking all of the money. The military takes a lot of it, and they use that to bomb people all around the world. And that's one of the things that we can agree with Sarah on, is that bombing people is bad. Sarah, thank you for the call.
I really don't understand the taxes on things. You know, right before I left Maine, they started taxing plastic bags. And you know, okay, you know, nice little environmental concerns or whatever, but is it going to really make a difference, or are you just charging people more? And when it comes to things like alcohol and cigarettes, you're not going to drop an addiction just because you have to pay a little more. You're just going to be more poor. That's all you're doing, is you're taking addicts' money away, and that's for shame.
855-450-FREE. This is Free
Talk. Anything happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! HostGator.com/FTL.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. We'll get back into the story about the Children's Bill of Rights in California that we just barely scratched the surface of. The surface of the story, not the surface of a child, because that would definitely be, you know, violating their rights. But the we is Daryl.
And Cody.
And have you ever wanted to start your own blog or website but haven't been able to put your idea into action? Well, you're in luck. HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple one-click easy installation for WordPress, and they have 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get the special offer of 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, go to HostGator.com/FTL, and that's 50% off the initial purchase. So you want to, you know, buy 3 years, you save 50%. You want to buy 1 year, you save 50%. Now, you don't get the discount when you renew. So if you think you're going to have the site for a long time, it's best to purchase a longer amount up front. HostGator.com/FTL and save that 50%. Back to the story from Reason.com. The author of this article says, as far as I can tell, the bill by Senator Pan, or rather his 7-point list of rights, which among other things declares that all children and youth have a right to appropriate quality health care, to social and emotional well-being, to appropriate quality education and life leading to self-sufficiency in adulthood, and to opportunities to attain optimal cognitive, physical, and social development, would have no immediate practical effect. It actually builds on a 2009 concurrent resolution that likewise did not create any new programs, authorize new spending, or give state or local authorities any new powers. Instead of doing something, SB 18 would declare the legislature's intent to do something. And that would be to develop and fund research-based policy solutions that will ensure the Bill of Rights for Children and Youth of California in its totality is applied evenly, equitably, and appropriately to all children and youth across the state. Towards that end, the bill declares a legislative intent to enact appropriate legislation by January of 2022. Legislators would decide what is appropriate, which could involve all manner of mischief and boondoggles, but also could amount to nothing at all.
Hopefully that, then nothing at all. I mean, doesn't this just sound like the type of legislation that, you know, it's like, it sounds really nice.
It sounds good.
But when it comes down to it, it's like, well, do you understand how massive of a chore that would be to guarantee one thing for everybody, let alone one thing, but however many things are in this so-called children.
7-point list of rights.
Seven guaranteed rights for every child in California.
Guaranteed, among other things, social and emotional well-being.
There's, you can't,
how
you
do
can't.
You guarantee
That's
that?
It's impossible. It's impossible. How do you guarantee everybody is going to be emotionally stable? You're not going to do that. There's
how
no
do you guarantee appropriate quality education and life skills that lead to self-sufficiency in adulthood?
Well, to do that, you would have to completely revamp the education system, because that's certainly not going to qualify as giving sufficient life skills to anybody. Coming out of, you know, K through 12, you don't learn how to do taxes, you don't learn how to, you don't learn how to do anything that, like, really amounts to life stuff.
There were things that I learned by taking home ec, which was an elective, was not a required class. Now, you know, I'm not big on, you know, the whole thing of requiring people to do things.
Sure.
But since we do have government-run schools, and the claim is that schools exist to, you know, teach people how to be functional adults, maybe requiring home ec is not the worst thing that they could do.
Yeah. Instead of cutting programs like home ec and shop class and music and art programs to funnel more money into sports programs, which, I mean, I'm sorry.
I don't know if they're actually doing that, because most of the time the sports programs wind up paying for themselves.
Okay.
I was born and raised in Alabama, where, you know, like, the football program and the basketball program funded all of the other athletic programs.
Yeah. Although it does seem like that is going to be their focus for outside of academic studies. And as I was kind of saying, like, your kid is not, I'm sorry, the odds of your kid, you know, joining the Red Sox pretty slim, you know, but, you know, there's a lot that they can get from something very, you know, just simple and, you know, like, learn to work with your hands, learn a trade. One good thing that came from my high school is we had a lot of different programs that you could sign up for, you know, like, construction type stuff, woodworking, things like that. I signed up for advanced communication, so I learned how to use video cameras, Photoshop, things like that. A trade where you can actually take that knowledge and go forth into the job market with that knowledge.
And that's something that I think that, you know, should exist more, to where people actually are learning skills instead of just learning all of the... You've got to know all of these specific dates so that you can pass a test to graduate high school, so that you can get good grades in college. We'll continue this discussion, but first to the phones. We've got Mike calling in from Maryland. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, thanks. So I just tuned into your show just a few minutes ago, and I hate to change the subject, but you may have covered this earlier, but a friend of mine just called up with some ominous news that apparently the U.S. has expelled 35 Russian diplomats from the country. Have you heard about that?
I think I saw something come across my news feed, but I don't know details of this. Do you have any details?
Well, what's especially ominous about this is, generally, maybe not always, but when a country expels another country's diplomats, it's a prelude to declaring war.
So you think that that's on the way? Because I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, it was only a few weeks ago where, you know, following all of this hysteria about the Russians supposedly hacking the elections. I believe I saw a story from, you know, quoting Obama saying that the Russians are going to pay for this. And it really, like, ticked me off that, you know, you've got one more month left, man, and you're going to try and start World War III here. For shame.
And I just found an article from the UK Guardian. They say the Obama administration on Thursday announced retaliation for Russian efforts to interfere with the presidential election, ordering sweeping new sanctions that include the expulsion of 35 Russian diplomats. U.S. intelligence services believe Russia ordered cyber attacks on the Democratic National Committee, Hillary Clinton's campaign, and other political organizations in an attempt to influence the election in favor of the Republican candidate Donald Trump. In a statement issued 2 weeks after the election, Obama said that he would respond to cyber attacks by Moscow at a time and place of our choosing, and that Americans should be alarmed by Russia's actions.
So what if they did actually rig the elections, though?
But
you know, I don't think
claim
that's the worst thing if
the
they
claim,
actually did.
The claim isn't that they rigged the elections. The claim is that they interfered by hacking the DNC emails. But nobody is claiming that the Russians fabricated the emails.
Okay, so those emails
are still, you know, things that were written by members of the DNC. There's no claim that those were fabricated.
So what you're saying is they make it sound like they rigged the elections, when really what they're claiming is they hacked into the emails, and because of the release of the emails, people didn't like Hillary Clinton more because of, I don't know, the truth about her being revealed. That's too bad. Maybe she shouldn't be writing emails that make her look like the criminal that she is. Okay?
Mike, hold the line. We'll bring you back. Hour three coming up in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome, whether it be about Russia, the California Child's Bill of Rights, or anything else. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.